USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump says his administration's efforts to curb the coronavirus crisis is relentless.
This was something that happened that was, some people would say, an act of God. I don't view it as an act of God. I would view it as something that just surprised the whole world.
As Congress considers a bill to send stimulus checks to Americans, the Washington Post is reporting that two payments of $2,000 would be sent to many Americans. The bill calls for the first payments to be issued beginning April 6th, with another wave of payments beginning May 18th. South Carolina Republican Senator Lindsey Graham voted for the bill, but says he'd much rather have folks keep their jobs.
I'm not looking to send people a government check. I'm looking to keep their paychecks coming.
And Democratic presidential candidate Congresswoman Tulsi Gabbard is suspending her campaign. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies.
I tell you, I don't want to really be without it because I haven't really been sick in 2 years. I used to get something, bronchitis, laryngitis, cold, something. At least one. I haven't had any, so that kind of says a lot. You know, it's pretty amazing.
Right now, Balance of Nature is offering 35% off on any new preferred order. Go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Investments and securities involve the risk of loss. Does the sound of guaranteed income have you thinking about buying an annuity? Find out why Fisher Investments considers annuities about as attractive as a migraine, with their nosebleed-level fees, no easy way out once you're in them, and other pitfalls. If you have $500,000 or more, call Fisher at 1-800-859-5500 for your free guide, Annuity Insights. 1-800-859-5500. It's your retirement. Know what to ask.
Gasoline prices continue to slide. With the details, here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
Many U.S. states have average gasoline prices of $2 or less a gallon now for regular. A Kentucky station, the first in the nation to offer a gallon of gas for under a dollar in decades. The BP station in London, Kentucky, lowering its price to 99 cents a gallon, but it sold out so quickly it hasn't been selling gas again for several days. This is because of a price war between Russia and Saudi Arabia, as combined with lower demand for gasoline in the United States and China and many other locations because of the coronavirus. The price war is great for American consumers, though it could be devastating for U.S. oil companies and their employees. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Disgraced film producer Harvey Weinstein is now serving his 23-year sentence at a maximum security prison in upstate New York. You're listening to USA Radio News.
You know, I've told you I get the best sleep of my life with my MyPillow, but I'm not the only one. Mark in Las Vegas told me the other day, we were talking on other business, he says he went to MyPillow.com, clicked on the Radio Listener Special, and used the promo code USA. He got a great deal on a MyPillow, and he is enjoying his sleep now. You can too. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, and I promise you, you'll get the best sleep of your life or you get your money back.
Michigan is getting hard hit with auto worker layoffs. USA Radio Network's Wendy King has the details.
Automakers are shutting down their assembly plants. Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer says the 150,000 auto workers who are being laid off are a big part of her state's economy.
These are people who work hard, and they are the backbone of the Michigan and the American economy. I know that this was not an easy decision for them, and that's why it's so critical that every one of us does our part so that we can get our economy back up and running at the quickest, safest possible moment.
NFL free agency is continuing, and by far the biggest news is former New England Patriots quarterback Tom Brady leaving the team and set to sign a deal with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. The deal is believed to be for roughly $30 million per year. Former New England Patriots tight end Ben Watson reacts to this news on Fox News.
You know, I'm happy for him. I'm happy for him and his family. I'm happy that he's able to make this decision that's best for him. And he's going to a place where he's going to have a new challenge. Sometimes that's what people want. That's what people need. At the same time, we saw his love for the community here in Massachusetts and the entire, you know, New England fan base. And there's going to be plenty more parades when he decides to come back after Tampa. His legacy is etched in stone here. And not only because of football, but because of who he is.
For more news, find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.